I would like to call the meeting to order. This reorganization meeting of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is being held today, January 1, 2024, at 12 noon in Borough Hall. This agenda is complete to the extent known. This meeting is in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and by posting it in Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements. Formal action will be taken. I would like to invite Pastor Nicole Hamilton up for the invocation.
Friends, will you join me in a word of prayer? Almighty God, we give you thanks for this beautiful morning and for the ability to gather together. We come today as people who seek to bring love, justice, and mercy into the world, to take care of those who live on the margins of society, who seek to bring about hope and peace and love and joy. Today especially, we give thanks for those who have been willing to answer the call to lead. We give thanks for the ability to choose who will lead this community and care for all of Atlantic Highlands in the best ways they can. Guide them to open up a world of new possibilities and a new understanding of those around us. Guide those who serve alongside them to be accountability partners and work together in a spirit of grace and love. God, as we gather together today, remind us of all the work that is to be done, of all the places where love is found and where love appears to be lacking. Remind us that you are already doing great things and we are called to join in this work with you. Show us the way. And help us to trust those we have chosen to lead this next season of life together as you guide them to help build a better community for all. In your holy and precious name we pray together. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I would like to ask, thank you. I could ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to ask Mayor-elect Lori Hohenleitner to please step forward. I would like to also ask Congressman Frank Pallone to also step forward, who will be administering the oath of office.
My girlfriends that come up and come here with me, Mira. Who else is coming up? Mira, are you coming with me? This is my niece Kylie, my husband Paul. I do. So my tradition, the three times I've been sworn in, not that one. It's the Sutton family, who are really dear to me, always share their Bible with me, so thank you for that. And then my mother-in-law, who's actually on. What's the over-under on me crying today?
8 times.
I'm going to hold this. Yep. Do you have the oath?
Over here. Which hand? You're putting your left hand on the Bible and raise your
right.
But I don't have the oath.
Right? Where's Michelle?
I, Lori Hohenleitner.
I, Lori Hohenleitner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same. And to the governments established. In the United States. And in this state. Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
All the duties of mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God. Congratulations. Now we will cover our Bible.
Hello, John Joe. Making sure this one of my memory is failing. Yes. My wife is unfortunately working today, but she sends her regrets and her regards to all of you. And this is my plus one. This is my son, my pride and joy, Jeff.
So you're going to put your left hand, raise your right hand. I, John Crowley.
I, John Crowley.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of councilman.
All the duties of councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I love this man. We're very lucky that you got him and some of our other electeds in D.C. and down in trips going. They really are. Yeah. Yeah.
I, Allison Forbes.
I, Allison Forbes.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of councilman.
All the duties of councilman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Yes!
Mrs. Clark, will you please do a roll call?
Mr. Calisardo.
Happy New Year. I'm here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mrs. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dougherty.
Here.
Ms. Forbes.
Here.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Hornleitner.
I'm here. The next item on the agenda is, I need a motion to certify and accept the fire department elections. May I have a motion?
Crowley moves.
Dougherty second.
Mrs. Clark, should we do a roll call, or should we just all in favor, because we know we agree with this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Okay. May I ask that both Mr. Burbanks and Mr. McBride come up to take their oath? Those are on the...
They're coming.
I will try to emulate Congressman Pallone, because that was the best pacing of those.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Cody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so we'll sign these after. Okay. But we'll do it all at the same time, so we'll do it at the beginning. Okay? Do you want to approach? Ready? Yep.
Are we going to do it all together, or are you just going to do it?
You can do it individually, whatever you want.
Okay, yeah. Do it all at once.
Okay.
You know,
there's three.
Efficiency. Oh, okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye.
State your name.
Cody.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith. And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
The authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties of.
Perform all the duties of fire chief.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you, guys.
Today is first.
What?
Play for first.
I was just signing. Michelle signed
the file. Oh, she does all that? Okay.
Yeah, you guys just sign where your name is.
Efficiency is the new hallmark of this administration. 3-for-1 today.
That's right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, well.
You want to stay down there?
I should have probably just stayed down there, but the next item on the agenda is to elect the council president. May have a motion.
Mayor, I would like to nominate Councilman Brian Dougherty. Yeah. And he's more than capable, and he's passionate, and he's do a great job in this capacity. So I'd like to make that motion, please.
And I would like to second that, because Brian is wonderful to work with. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Okay, roll call, please. Mr. Palacerdo.
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Abstain.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
That has passed.
Let's invite my wife here and son back to my partner. This is something.
All right, it's also being sworn in on the second Bible.
My daughter Sloan could not be with us this morning. She's feeling a little under the weather, so rather not share her urine. She's not joining us today.
There you go.
I, Brian Dougherty.
I, Brian Dougherty.
Do
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
The Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties of council president.
Perform all the duties of council president.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. That signature is about as legible as mine.
Thank you, Mary.
On to the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. And there's 23 of them, so bear with me. Resolution 224, appointment, Municipal Attorney Marguerite M. Schaefer. Resolution 3, 2024, appointment, Municipal Auditor Robert Alloa. Resolution 4, 2024, appointment, Bond Counsel Jason Capizzi. Resolution 5, 2024, appointment, Chief Municipal Prosecutor and Prosecutor. Resolution number 6, 2024, appointment, Public Defender and Alternate Public Defender. Resolution number 7, 2024, Labor Attorney David Mincello Esquire. Resolution 8, 2024, Risk Management Consultant Robert D. Parisi. Resolution 9, 2024, appointment, Redevelopment Council Megan Bennett Esquire. Resolution 10, 2024, Special Counsel Affordable Housing Leslie London. Resolution 11, 2024, appointment, Redevelopment Planner Francis Reiner. Resolution 12, 2024, Harbor Council Greg Cannon. Resolution 13, 2024, Special Counsel Mike Stibe. Resolution 14, 2024, Code Enforcement Officer Richard Colangelo. Resolution 15, 2024, appointment, council member appointments. Resolution 16, 2024, appointment / assignments of municipal officials. Resolution 17, 2024, appointment, authority, boards, commissions, committees. Resolution 19, 2024, setting council meeting schedule, annual notice. Resolution 19, 2024, designating official newspapers. Resolution 2024, approving the borough's cash management plan. Resolution 21, 2024, awarding financial planner contract to Phoenix Advisors. Resolution 22, 2024, setting grace period, tax interest rates, and policy for 2024. Resolution 23, 2024, designating deputy custodians to OPRA. And the last one, Resolution 24, 2024, approving the temporary budget for 2024. May I have a motion and a second to accept the consent agenda?
Ms. Holman, if I may, I'd like to pull number 17 for a question and comment.
Sure.
But I'll also move the rest of them.
Okay. Roll call, please. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Forbes.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Consent agenda passes. Okay, let's return to Resolution 17, 2024, which is appointments, authority, boards, commissions, and committees.
Yes, I just going through that, I happen to know Ms. Ellen Dwyer was removed from the green team and the a couple of the committees with the New Jersey Sustainable New Jersey. I was wondering why she was removed.
Her term was up.
Okay, I'm with her coming to bringing us to bronze and silver. I was Just wondering why.
She's done a great job, and her term is up.
Yeah. So there was no reason to be considered again?
She's not being considered this year.
Okay. Thank you.
May I have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 17-2024?
I'll move that. Dougherty?
Second. Crowley.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes, again.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
I know.
The resolution passes. Okay, we do have an introduction of an ordinance. It's Ordinance 1-2024, Ordinance Fixing Salary Ranges for 2024. This is an introduction and first reading. We have a motion and a second.
Crowley moves.
Murphy, second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Forbes?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ordinance 1-2024 has been properly introduced. Public hearing and possible adoption January 25th.
Thank you. Well, there's a lot of you here today, and now's the time for public comment. So I ask that the procedure for public comment is to please come to the front of the room, state your name and address, and please address the council. I know you.
Okay, right here.
Right there.
Okay. I'm Amy
McGovern.
Sorry, the over-under, I'm crying. It's the same with my sisters, who happens to be on my airport. So... Sorry, first, happy New Year to everybody behind me, but I can't look at this. And all of you ahead of me. The last time I had this similar experience with my sister is when she was on Jeopardy, which was a lifelong goal. This is a second goal. If you don't know the Jeopardy story, sorry, Lord, I can talk about it. But I just wanted to come here and say congratulations to you on behalf of your family here, family on Zoom, your family that was there. We're very proud of how you handled yourself through this very hard election. As an elected official in another town, I'm sure that all of you get that this is a very thankful shot, but none of you would be here if it wasn't something that your heart really wanted. So I do thank you on behalf of someone who's not even your constituent. If you lead with your heart and the intentions of doing right by all of your constituents at all times, then you're doing what is best for this town and what you are serving. Putting your name on a ballot in an election in the world we live is not for the faint of heart, but is for those that truly want to serve. So I thank you for all of the time that you do give to Grand Island and to each other and to everybody and, you know, to your borough engineer and administrators too, and your clerk who keep you on track all the time. Good luck to you all and all of your friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. McGovern. Anyone else? All right. Anybody on Zoom?
Mayor, we have 8 attendees currently, no hands raised.
Great. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to close public comment. And now it's time for the mayor's message. And thank you, everyone, for being here today, and Happy New Year. Let us hope Atlantic Highlands residents, businesses, and visitors have a safe, peaceful, prosperous, and healthy year ahead. New Year's Day is a time to reset and reflect. There will likely be times that I sit in this seat and tear up a bit, probably in about 30 seconds. It'll definitely happen when I talk about specific people in this room, or if I catch eyes with my family who are all here. I get it from them, as you can tell. And my dear and incredibly supportive husband made me cut the parts out about him, and then Allison took the liberty of tightening that up too, so that will help for today. Let me assure you that I will always be my professional and authentic self as your mayor. I am so humbled to have been elected to this position and will put my all into this role. I will serve all residents with empathy, passion for the community, and as the South Pacific song goes, cockeyed optimism. That's who I am. I would like to acknowledge, I think he had to go, but Congressman Pallone, who took the time to attend today and swear me in along with Council Members Crowley and Forbes. Thank you for being both an outstanding representative for the people of our district, but especially for being a friend to me and particularly devoted to Atlantic Highlands. Now, I had got some surprise guests that I weren't sure were coming this morning, but I want to welcome from the state of New Jersey, Deputy Commissioner of Veterans Affairs,
and Administrator of Veterans Affairs, Vincent Solomino, who's a dear friend. Thank you for being here today. I also see Red Bank Council President Kate Trigiano, another dear friend. Thank you for being here. And Matawan Council President, I believe also. Are you the Township President at this point? Oh, well, gosh, I'm sorry. One of my closest friends, Dina Gunn, who's the Council President of Matawan, is getting sworn in as we speak. But Greg Cannon is going to be sworn in on the 14th, and I look forward to attending your swearing in. Matawan Council President. Did I say it again? You got to move. And I just, there's so many people here. If there's anyone else that I have missed, I deeply apologize, but I'm overwhelmed by everyone being here today. I couldn't be happier to look in this direction to see who's sitting in the seat I sat in for nearly 6 years. Council Member Forbes, welcome to the council. You have proven yourself to be an excellent partner and absolutely committed to considering the needs and best interests of all residents, visitors, council, business owners, and other stakeholders. Welcome. Council Member Crowley has been an outstanding council member who has achieved so much during his time on council. He has been my partner on this dais since day one, and I know he will continue to work on special projects in the year ahead that improve quality of life in Atlantic Highlands. Thanks also to each of the continuing council members, Vito Colasurdo, Eileen Cusick, and Jim Murphy for your continued service, and to Council President Brian Dougherty for assuming the important role as Council President. This year will bring accomplishments and unforeseen challenges, but I'm confident we will always work together to move Atlantic Highlands forward while honoring the traditions that make our town so special. There are like five and applause lines. There have been many folks who have served and in many cases continue to serve our town in a variety of roles. First, I want to thank every volunteer who has or continues to dedicate your time in service of our community. I am honored so many of you have come today to participate in this transition of leadership. Thank you to community volunteers who are completing their terms and those who are returning or beginning their service. Two of them are already standing. I ask that the former mayors of the governing body that are in attendance today to please stand. Lou was here too, but I want to thank you for your service. And now, will current and former members of our committees and commissions and emergency services departments join them in standing? There's a lot of you here. A lot of you are already standing. Stay up. Oh, and Stephanie is a former council member too. Thank you for your service. So your investment of time is a testament to all of your love for our community. And I just, when I look at the show of support and community service, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? This is Atlantic Highlands. I have to stop here and say how much I learned from our former borough administrator, Adam Huboney. I believe when I joined the council, Adam learned the definition of dear Congressman John Lewis's term, good trouble. Adam couldn't be here today, but I am so grateful for the knowledge I gained from him when I started on council. Thank you, Adam, for your candor, leadership, and friendship. I continue to value it today. I had hoped Mayor Gluckstein would be here today, but we'll be honoring her at the first regular meeting of the year, and I hope everyone will fill the room with gratitude for her love of Atlantic Highlands and her many years of service, not only as mayor, but in a variety of other roles. Thank you, Loretta, for your friendship. I am very grateful for the service of those who have served alongside me. This is going to get me. And have helped me learn so much on the job. I continue to rely on past members of council for advice and institutional knowledge. And wow, do I continue to miss former council member Chuck Lero. He was always available for a wickedly placed comment at just the right time. That would have been about now. His sense of humor was singular, and he brought everyone together. I hope to be someone that does that, too. Vito, in the best possible way, you remind me of Chuck sometimes. Just don't go crazy. I've quoted the iconic Genevieve Hawley so many times, and I told her daughter that I can't even talk about her, so that when I talk about her mother, I'm talking about her. We are neighbors before, during, and after elections, and being good neighbors must be everyone's priority if we are truly to be the jewel of the Bayshore. And speaking of those we lost, I want to acknowledge the loss of two of our community leaders this year. In September, we lost past Mayor Helen Marchetti, who told me more than once to never promise anyone anything. It's very good advice, and I try to follow it whenever possible. In July, the patriarch of the Curry family, Walter Curry, passed away. The Curry family's generations of service to Atlantic Highlands is legendary and literally reaches every area, committee, and commission in town. I look forward to visiting Helen Marchetti Park as it is reimagined and standing alongside the Curry family and all of you when we dedicate memorial sites in his name. During my 6 years on council, we have accomplished so much. We're laying the groundwork for our vision moving forward. We have made sure visitors and residents know that we are a welcoming, inclusive town and will raise the bar on these celebrations moving forward. Thank you particularly to my dear friends at Garden State Equality, especially Laura and Albrecht, who is here somewhere, for your support and guidance. Atlantic Highlands is a welcoming place for our LGBTQIA+ family and friends, and we strive to be a truly diverse community, celebrating all the many things that make us different and yet neighbors. We have so many new residents that have embraced our town and are making it home. Welcome. We have enough resources to share. I myself also feel deeply connected to the longtime families who built our beautiful borough and honor their contributions. When I moved here nearly 20 years ago now, I bought a house built by the Moylans, rented a house from the Grassetts, spent time in a home living in a home built in 1918, and I'm looking at you, Bob Sutton. I remember this because as a Yankee fan sitting in section 39 of the bleachers for years, we always chanted 1919 when the Red Sox were in town, among other things. My Red Sox fan husband couldn't get that part cut out. Sorry, Bob. Now my husband and I, and the dogs that outnumber us, live in our house within steps of the iconic stone church. My point is, everyone who lives here chose Atlantic Highlands. We choose to live here, stay here, return here, and as neighbors make this borough the best place to live. Speaking of those dogs, where is he? I don't know where you are, but you know who you are. Another great piece of advice that was given to me recently is that every day I will make decisions that almost certainly will not please everyone. But when I get home, my dogs will still love me. I've really taken that to heart. Thank you. I see you. My plan is to be both practical and aspirational. We need to think long term, and this council will undertake steps to do strategic planning that addresses climate change, our aging infrastructure, and making our borough a place where our seniors and other vulnerable populations thrive. We will also work to promote the arts community through public art installations. To improve communications, we will continue council office hours beginning this week on Thursdays, and I will personally have weekly office hours on Mondays beginning January 22nd. Don't ask what's in the way between now and then. We will also bring back the monthly newsletter in electronic form and delivered in paper form for those who request it. And we will have Schoolhouse Rock style workshop items on the agenda that ensure the public understands how local government works. All of this will be in partnership with the outstanding employees of our borough, led by Borough Administrator Rob Ferragina. We are truly blessed to have a wonderful team of employees within Borough Hall who handle the daily business of running our town. There isn't a team that works harder, and they deserve acknowledgement for the long hours they keep. Michelle Clark, Beth Merkel, Catherine Pooler, Nancy Tran, Rich Colangelo, Rick Janos, Janice Swaggerty, Jim Phillips, Lou Fligger, Marty Hawley, and the borough employees of the Harbor Public Works and the Water Sewer Department deserve our thanks. We have the best police department, dare I say, in the state of New Jersey, probably more than that, led by Scott Reinert and his officers. And of course, we owe a huge debt to the dedicated volunteers of our first aid squad and fire departments for their service. I want to additionally thank our clerk, Michelle Clark, for making this day flawless and truly a celebration. You are the glue, Michelle. We're almost there. I didn't wear mascara because I thought it would be bad, but I think I'm going to make it. So it is important for us to acknowledge that the land on which we stand is the ancestral territory of the Lenape people. Please join me in paying respect to Indigenous people throughout the Lenape diaspora
past, present, and future, and honor those that have been historically and systemically disenfranchised. Our town was settled first by the Lenape people, and let us now live in harmony with the nature and land they left for us. Thank you, lifelong resident Elena Gidio, for reminding me of the important connection we have with our residents. All right. I really did cut out all the mushy parts of this. But I looked at them, so that could be a problem. My husband, Paul Anselmo, did some research, and it turns out that if the partner of a female-identifying mayor is a man, he shall be called First Consort. Paul would apparently like to be called Mr. Consort, as it is a bit more casual. So if you see him at the coffee shop around town, call him what you want. It is important to both of us that our family be a family of service to the community, both publicly and privately. My parents and my sister have all been public servants and volunteers every year of our lives. I come from strong Sac folks, and very strong women in particular. That's why having so many young girls encouraging me, my biggest cheerleaders, and thank you for coming up front with me to be sworn in, because that meant the world to me. It makes me so committed to doing the best possible job for you, for them, for our community. So as I finish this message to my community and transition to Pastor Brian Rawls, whose church yesterday gave me the warmest welcome I have ever experienced, let's agree that the faith community in Atlantic Highlands is strong. Thank you also to Pastor Nicole Hamilton for your beautiful invocation. My visit to St. Paul's yesterday actually overwhelmed me with the love and support that was so authentic and grounded. Thank you for the invitation. I can't wait for our continued partnership. And I want to steal a little of Reverend Dr. Natalie Mitchum's incredible sermon, where she tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And while many of us are not religious, the Spirit still works for all. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for that. To close, I will quote the very wise Leslie Knope of Parks and Recreation. She had some good ones. One of my favorites is, when I hear what I'm being yelled at, is people caring really loudly at me. So thank you for caring really loudly. But the one that resonates now is this. Now go find your team. Get to work. Whatever that work is that you find worth doing, do it. And find some people that you love who will do it with you. We have a town built on history and tradition. Let's honor our past while acknowledging that we need to constantly reinvest in what we have. Thank you for trusting me to be your mayor. Now I would like to invite Reverend Brian Rawls to do our benediction.
Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the hills and the mountains were brought forever, that you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, your God. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for these people. We thank you, Almighty God, how you've spoken, and the people have spoken, God, and we humbly submit. We thank you for the leadership that we have. We pray for every level of this municipal government and service, God. These who stand at the prow of this great ship, God, bless them with wisdom to lead in justice and in prudence, God. In your mighty name, cause Atlantic Highlands to continue to be a citadel of hope and love and peace. Bless each and every one of us as residents, God, to band together and to give support as it is comely. Bless Atlantic Highlands in your great name. Bless Atlantic Highlands beyond all controversy, beyond all opposition. Bless Atlantic Highlands in your great name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, that was beautiful. Okay. Okay. We made it. Under 45 minutes. Feeling good about that. I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Crowley seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. Well, with this gavel, I'll adjourn us. Thank you.